protests outside the home of the leader of Israel. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The demonstrators battled police outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's personal residence. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
I spoke with one person in the city who indicated police are on horseback and they are using water cannons to push away these anti-government demonstrators. All of this comes as we are learning more about that strike yesterday in Damascus, Syria. Reports indicate 7 members of Iran's IRGC were killed, including 2 top Iranian generals. Protesters took to the streets overnight of Tehran, burning both American and Israeli flags. They chanted death to America and called on their own government to respond.
This is Israel says airstrikes that killed at least 7 aid workers, including an American delivering food to Gaza, were an accident. World Central Kitchen said it's immediately pausing operations in the region. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby expressing outrage over the airstrike.
We're still going to make sure that they can defend themselves and that 7th of October doesn't happen again. That doesn't mean that it's a free pass, that we look the other way when something like this happens.
And Kirby says since the beginning of the war, the U.S. has urged Israel to be more careful. A second temporary channel has been opened to allow limited marine traffic to bypass the wreckage of a cargo ship that hit Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge last week as teams continued to survey the site.
Engineers and salvage teams continued with wreckage assessments and site analysis to make sure that we have a clear understanding of the worksite.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, today's rough weather has made it unsafe for divers to resume the search for 4 construction workers killed in that bridge collapse. Wall Street, the Dow lost 396, the Nasdaq down 156, the S&P off 37. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Wisconsin's governor vetoes a bill that would have restricted transgender athletes in school sports.
Surrounded by transgender advocates and fellow Democrats, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoing a bill that would ban biological males from competing in girls' high school sports. A bill passed by the state's Republican-controlled legislature that critics say is discriminatory and harmful to transgender youth. Supporters of the measure say the issue is about fairness for female athletes. At least 20 states have approved bans on biological males playing on female K-12 and collegiate sports. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Nebraska are considering a bill that would raise the state's sales tax by 1 cent on every taxable dollar spent, which would make it among the highest sales tax in the country. There were still plenty of jobs available, according to the latest government reading.
The number of available jobs on the last business day of February showed little change from the month before. There were nearly 8.8 million job openings, though the number is down significantly from the peak of 12 million. The number of hires in February, 5.8 million, and total separations came in at 5.6 million. In February, job openings increased in finance and insurance, state and local government, excluding education, and arts, entertainment, and recreation. Openings decreased in information and federal government. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Microsoft says it'll stop packaging its Teams video conferencing app with its Office software after it caught the attention of federal regulators over antitrust concerns. The company says starting this week, those buying subscriptions to Office won't get Teams bundled with it, and it will start selling the two products separately around the world. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.